Fischnitz, handmade pan-cooked schnitzel, and Melbourne Airport parking. 1 hour terminal parking, now only $12.
On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Tim, I'm a big fan of how Channel 10 cover motorsport. I told you that a couple of weeks ago. I was just so impressed. They give you great insight, even if you're not right across everything that happens. And I'm sure over the next few days with the Grand Prix, Channel 10 will cater for you, whether you're the greatest Formula One fan of all time or whether you're just a passing observer that is being caught up and swept up in it. And that's what I love about it. And Matty White leads the charge on that, and he's been good enough to join us. Matty, welcome.
Morning, Gary. Morning, Tim.
Great, Matt. Great to have you. 2018 Rolex Australian Grand Prix. Gets underway today. How excited are you?
Yeah, it's a good one. I always say that we're pretty lucky here, aren't we? We get to start the Grand Slam tennis season. We get to start the Formula One season right here in our own backyard. So it's just the perfect way to start, boys, because we get to see everything that's new. And we also get, in our case, 20 drivers who all turn up here this weekend with the same thing, which is hope. Now, only one of them is going to leave happy. 19 will leave feeling pretty hopeless. And then we get to see them all again next year when they're all hopeful again. So it's just a good way to start a season because everything's fresh and we've got so many, great talking points.
Do they all arrive there, Matty, knowing exactly where they're at with their cars?
Oh, they do and they don't, Tim, because they've done testing. And testing's a funny thing because some of the teams will go flat out and they'll do everything they can to get the best out of the car and the best times they can under the hardest conditions. Other teams like Mercedes will just fox their way through it because they know that they've probably got, 2 or 3 seconds up their sleeve. So I think in terms of relative to where everyone else is, they probably know that. In terms of what speed and what kind of weekend they're going to have, what the car's going to do under race conditions, what the drivers are going to be like, how the team's going to gel, what the conditions will be like weather-wise, they don't know that until it unfolds for them.
And Matty, of course, as I said, there's varying levels of interest in Formula One, from the absolute passionate to just the casual observer. Yep. But every single one of those people want to know how Dan Ricciardo's going to go.
Yeah, and so do I. it's an interesting one. We were talking about it last night at dinner. Adam Gilchrist is on our team, as you guys know, and he's a good mate of Dan's, and they've been texting and they chat. And in fact, Adam was doing an interview with the new driver, Brendan Hartley, who's a Kiwi driving for Toro Rosso. And he didn't know that Dan was part of Brendan's bridal party just recently. They're really good mates as well. So Dan bounced in and, half took over the interview. So he's always in a great frame of mind. The tough thing for Dan, and you'll hear this from Mark Webber across the course of our coverage, is it is so hard for an Australian to race this race. In fact, there's a quote from Dan saying he needs 48 hours of peace and quiet and serenity after this weekend because it's just full on. All they want to do is race, but as you know, they've got a million things to do. They'll be speaking to you guys, they'll be speaking to us. So everyone wants to know what Dan's going to be like. We're not going to know until he can get that helmet on, shut out the world, hopefully get a good qualifying lap and be in the thick of it for the race. The good signs are that Red Bull were really fast in testing, so that's the great sign. So he'll be confident with the car.
Well, fingers crossed. We've got fingers crossed. It'll be a fantastic result if you could get a podium. You guys will do a great job. You do a sensational job with the motorsport. So we'll be listening and tuned in, Matty. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.